Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hi, mate. Good.
You were a founding member of the church back in 1980. Can you tell us a little about how that came about?
Well, I dropped out of rock and roll. I was in bands in the early 70s and I could never get it right. In 1977, TIAC released a home recording studio setup, which was affordable. And I took 3 years off playing live and sat at home and figured out what I actually wanted to do with myself. And then it took me a while. And then I wrote some quite good songs and I moved up to Sydney and we sort of, you know, the band kind of fell into place and we quickly got a record deal and Bob's your uncle.
Sometime in the 90s, I can't remember which year, we saw you at a concert at a vineyard south of Perth.
Yeah.
And Paul Kelly was on the bill as well. And it was kind of a wild weather day. Do you remember that?
I remember it was so hot that my bass strings were burning my fingers.
Wow.
I was directly in the sun and the bass strings heated up, not to mention going out of tune. And then I remember it was such strange conditions. The lightning was actually striking itself in the sky. And the show was it was interrupted while they waited for this weather to pass. And me and one of the roadies, it was so hot and crazy, we sort of broke into the vineyard and ran around tasting all the grapes.
I presume grapes are quite nice straight off the vine.
They're so much better. They're like really, they're more like sort of sweets or lollies. I used to really like the grapes you got before, but now they seem really sort of unsatisfactory after eating those grapes that they're keeping to themselves to make wine from.
You've started a project to re-record a number of the church's albums, kind of acoustics, is that right? And you've got the first album out now of Skins and Heart.
Yes, when COVID hit and lockdown and all that, I started going back and relearning and figuring them out for acoustic. And I learned the first four or five albums acoustically. And then I thought, well, I might as well start recording them as well, just for posterity and whoever's interested. So I've so far there's only one. I re-recorded it. It's no biggie. It's not like a big statement or anything. It's just, it's not my manifesto or anything like that. It's just like I'm putting it out there for people who are interested. And that's what this is, really. It's the first church album acoustic. Just me, 12-string guitar and very, very minimal overdub.
Are you doing it album by album?
I'm probably going to do the first three or four if I get around to it. If my life is long enough, I probably will. As I get the time, I'll definitely pick off the Blurred Crusade next. I'll do them in order if I get around to it. And, you know, God willing, I get enough time.
You released a single?
No singles. What is a single anymore? What is a single? Gee, you're showing your age now.
Can we wish you all the best and thanks for chatting?
Okay, no worries.
It's so hard finding inspiration. You will find me crying and tell those girls with their rifles for mine that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in ungodly moment. It's long between the rushes. You'd find me drinking and tell those men with their horses for heart that their jive don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. so deep. It's deep without meaning. You, you'd find it easy. And tell those friends with their canvas for eyes that they had. Don't make me hang. They only make me feel I breathe.